This is KKRN, Bella Vista, in Round Mountain, at 88.5 on your FM dial. Stay tuned for Western Music Time with O.J. Sykes.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Only but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to Western Music Time. I'm O.J. Sykes, and I'd like to invite you to sit back, relax, unbuckle your spurs, and join me in a good cup of cowboy coffee and some of the best Western music ever recorded from the days of the Silver Screen Cowboys.
I want to drink my java from an old tin can while the moon goes riding high. I want to hear the song of a whippoorwill. I want to hear a coyote cry. I want to feel a saddle horse between my legs, riding him out on the range, just to kick him in the side, make him show his step and pride back on the Texas plains. Each night in my dreams, somehow it seems I'm back where I belong. Just a country hick, way back in the sticks, back where I was born. Oh, these city lights and city waves are driving me insane. I want to be alone, Lord, to be back home, back on my Texas plains. I want to drink my java from an old tin can while the moon goes climbing high. I want to hear the song of a whippoorwill. I want to hear a coyote cry. I want to feel the saddle horse between my legs, riding him out on the range, just to kick him in the side, make him show his step and pride back on the Texas plains. Oh, yo,
Rex Allen with the Texas Plains. Well, welcome once again to Western Music Time. For the next hour, we'd like to pay tribute to a great singing cowboy, Rex Allen. We're going to follow his career from the time he worked in Chicago at the WLS Barn Dance in the early to mid-1940s, and we'll see how much we can squeeze in to an hour's worth of radio time today. Right now, here's Rex singing a song that was one of Gene Autry's favorites. Gene and Rex both worked at WLS in Chicago. Gene was there before Rex, but he left a great legacy. Lots of folks enjoyed his songs long after he left. Here's one of them called Sing Me a Song of the Saddle.
Sings a tender lullaby.
song of my home.
And Sing Me a Song of the Saddle, a song he used to sing on the WLS Barn Dance in Chicago in the 1940s. Well, by 1946, he had become so popular that he landed a record contract with Mercury. The Texas Tornado was one of the songs he recorded for Mercury. We thought you might enjoy hearing it.
She's a Texas tornado and she come from Laredo and she never could be true. She's as cute as a daisy and she's driving me crazy and I don't know what to do. All the boys hang around her just like the honeybees, but she just snaps her finger and they drop to their knees. And though they try to persuade her, she's a Texas tornado and she wants to be alone until the right man comes along. She's a Texas tornado and she come from Laredo and she likes to hear a hot guitar. Texas tornado and she come from Laredo and she likes to hear a fiddle too. Texas tornado and she come from Laredo and she never could be true. She's as cute as a daisy and she's driving me crazy and I don't know what to do. All the boys hang around her just like the honeybees, but she just snaps her finger and they drop to their knees. Though they try to persuade her, she's a Texas tornado and she wants to be alone until the right man comes along.
Rex Allen and his 1946 Mercury recording of Texas Tornado. Well, by the end of the decade, Republic Studios in Hollywood was looking for a possible replacement for Roy Rogers. They had been burned a decade earlier when Gene Autry walked out, and they didn't want something similar to happen with Roy Rogers. The Sons of the Pioneers left the Roy Rogers film series over a pay dispute. Well, if they lost Roy, they would be losing the King of the Cowboys. They had to have a potential replacement. And they knew about Rex Allen. Rex was very popular in the Midwest, and they were sure that a fellow with his experience could do a great job on screen. Well, they were right. They hired him to a movie contract, and his first film was titled The Arizona Cowboy. Rex composed the title song for it. It went like this.
Tooley-roll-um, tee-ray-lum, tee-ry-lum, tee-roll. I'm an Arizona cowboy, and the desert's my home. I was born in Arizona, among the cactus and hills, and the memory of my childhood is warm within me still. Of mother and dad and the old folks at home, where cattle is king and the longhorns still roam, where a horse and a man become partners at dawn, and night found me singing this cowpuncher's song.
Tooley-roll-um, tee-ray-lum, tee-ry-lum, tee-roll. I'm a lonesome old cowboy, and the desert's my home. Tooley-roll-um, tee-ray-lum, tee-ry-lum, tee-roll. I'm a lonesome old cowboy, and the desert's my home.
Where a horse and a man become partners at dawn, night found me singing this cowpuncher's song.
Rex Allen with his own composition, Tooley-roll-um, a song he composed and used as the title song for his first movie, The Arizona Cowboy. He used it in other movies as well. But we've got another song now that he wrote based on an old yodel he learned, probably while he was in Chicago. It's called Dreamin' of the Western Plains, and he sang this one in his first movie as well. Actually, they sort of made a showpiece out of this one. He used it to identify himself while he was walking up to a cabin that belonged to an elderly woman that he had known when he was a boy. He used to sing for her when he was young. And so he started singing this song, and she recognized his voice in the distance, and she decided not to shoot him. since he was an old friend. That's the way the story goes. In fact, you might be able to find a copy of that movie online or on a DVD somewhere. It's a fun movie. But let's get back to the music. Here's Rex Allen with Dreamin' of the Western Plains. Rex Allen and Dreaming of the Western Plains, a song he wrote himself. Unfortunately, the studio didn't want to put much money into music in his movies. The music was taking a back seat to the action by the time Rex got to Hollywood. And there was plenty of action in Rex's films, but he had such a great voice, it's unfortunate that he didn't sing more. But the studio was not interested. And they used a lot of traditional songs in his shows, so they wouldn't have to pay royalties. I wanted to play a couple of those for you, but I don't think we'll have time. So let's move up to the 1950s now, when Rex was doing some radio work with the Sons of the Pioneers. We've got something titled Blue Dream from a show Rex and the Pioneers did together. And we'll follow that with a hit record he made called Crying in the Chapel.
Last night I had a blue dream, 'cause in my dream you told me we were through. I cried 'cause in my I saw you walk away with someone new, and then beside a blue stream I saw him making fiery love. Last night it was just a blue dream, but tonight I'm blue, because my blue dream came true. And then, beside a blue stream, I saw him making fiery love to you last night. It was just a blue dream, but tonight I'm blue because my blue dream came true.
Saw me crying in the chapel. The tears I shed were tears of joy. I know the meaning of contentment now. I am happy with the Lord. Just a plain and simple chapel where humble people go to pray. I pray the Lord that I'll grow stronger as I live from day to day. I've searched and I've searched, but I couldn't find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Now I'm happy in the chapel where people are of one accord. We gather in just to sing and praise the Lord. Every sinner looks for something that will put his heart at ease. There is only one true answer. He must get down on his knees. You'll search and you'll search, but you'll never find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Take your troubles to the chapel. Get down on your knees and pray. Your burdens will be lighter, and you'll surely find.
Rex Allen with Crying in the Chapel, a hit record for him back in the early 50s. Rex was also inducted into the Western Swing Hall of Fame, so we thought we might give you a sample of some of his Western Swing recordings. Here's what he did with Jerry Bird and his band. Jerry Bird was a great steel guitarist and a good band leader. This one's called Stealing the Blues. Thank you.
awful mess of trouble. Got my picture in the news. I've been running from policemen, 'cause I'm stealing the blues. Sneaking round a lot of corners, wearing down a pair of shoes. Gonna wind up in the jailhouse for stealing the blues.
Rex Allen with steel guitarist Jerry Bird and Stealing the Blues, a little western swing from Rex Allen, the voice of the West. Well, when his movie career faded, and as you know, Rex was called the last of the singing cowboys because he made the last singing cowboy film in the 1950s. But as that era ended, he looked to television, and he had a nice series called The Frontier Doctor. There are DVDs of episodes of that show, but the show didn't have much music on it. I think in the whole series, there were only one or two songs. He wrote a song called The Prayer of the Frontier Doctor, but we've played that before on the show, so we're going to skip over that one now and try to squeeze in some more examples of Rex's music a little bit later in his career. But there's one we can't skip over. This is Rex's recording of Streets of Laredo. He recorded it for Decca in the 1950s, and when he finished singing the song in the recording studio, the orchestra stood up and applauded.
As I walked out in the streets of As I walked out in Laredo one day, I spied a young cowboy all dressed in white linen, all dressed in white linen, as cold as the clay.
Beat the drum slowly, play the fife lowly, play the dead march as you carry me along. Valley, there lay the sod o'er me, for I'm a young cowboy, and oh, I've done wrong.
Let 16 cowboys, come carry my coffin. Let 16 gamblers come sing me a song. Take me to the Green Valley and lay the sod o'er me, for I'm a young cowboy, I know I've done wrong.
Beat the drum slowly, play the fife lowly, play the dead march as you carry me along. Take there lay the sod o'er me,
for I'm a young cowboy, I know I've done wrong.
Rex Allen and Streets of Laredo. Well, I suppose you can understand why the orchestra, under the direction of Victor Young, stood up and applauded when Rex finished that song. That, my friends, is a masterpiece. Well, also in the 1950s, Rex was asked by Coral Records if he would do an inspirational album for them. He did, and here's a song from it. It's called When God Dips His Love in My Heart.
When God dips his pen of love in my heart and writes my soul a message he wants me to know, his spirit all divine fills this sinful soul of mine. When God dips his love in my heart, well, I said I wouldn't tell it to a living soul how he brought salvation when he made me whole. But I found I couldn't hide such love as Jesus did impart. 'Cause it makes me laugh and it makes me cry, sets my sinful soul on fire. When God dips his love in my heart. Sometimes though the way is dreary, dark and cold, and some unburdened sorrow keeps me from the goal, I go to God in prayer, I can always find him there to whisper sweet peace to my soul. Well, I said I wouldn't tell it to a living soul how he brought salvation when he made me whole. But I found I couldn't hide such love as Jesus did impart. 'Cause it makes me laugh and it makes me cry, sets my sinful soul on fire. When God dips his love in my heart. He walked every step up Calvary's rugged way to give his life completely and bring a better day. My life was steeped in sin, but in love he took me in. His blood washed away every stain. Well, I said I wouldn't tell it to a living soul how he brought salvation when he made me whole. But I found I couldn't hide such love as Jesus did impart. 'Cause it makes me laugh and it makes me cry, sets my sinful soul on fire. When God dips his love in my heart. When God dips his love in my heart.
Rex Allen with When God Dips His Love in My Heart. Well, as his television series was ending, Rex met a fellow in Hollywood named Walt Disney. They were having dinner together with some friends, and Disney was fascinated with Rex's speaking voice, and he hired him on the spot to do some narrations for the Walt Disney Studio. It was a long-term relationship and a good one. It put lots of beans and biscuits on Rex's table for a lot of years. Now, I've got a record that I'd like to play for you that was not recorded at that time. It was recorded a little bit later, but it's a good illustration of the way Rex could narrate. It's something he wrote for his friend John Wayne the night John Wayne died. Now, when Rex went to Hollywood at first, he went because the studio was afraid Roy Rogers would walk out. And there was a lot of studio hype about animosity between the cowboy stars. But it was just that, just studio hype. Rex always told folks, when he got to Hollywood, Roy Rogers was one of the first to welcome him there. He said, "Come on in, pal, there's room for all of us." And John Wayne did pretty much the same thing. Although John Wayne was not a singing cowboy, John was a superstar by the time Rex got to Hollywood, but they became very close friends. And Rex recorded this tribute to John Wayne just after John Wayne passed away.
Dear Duke, I heard the bad news very late tonight, much too soon. One of the best of our good guys is gone. As a friend for almost 30 years, I have to say I'm sorry. But I've got to sit down and write it, so I get it all out. Words from the heart are hard to say, because they kind of stick in the throat. Marion Morrison, Chait, Duke, the man. All of you are gone now. And a lot of the empty spaces in the Old West are much emptier today. If George Washington was the father of our country and Abe Lincoln was our rail-splitting cousin, then you were our official Uncle Big John. I remember that self-assured side-winding stride of yours, and I hated to see you disappear through those swinging doors forever and right on out of our lives. But you'll never be out of our lives forever, Duke. You left your strength and your will and your legacy to us all. Might just as well say, quote, I, being John Wayne, part-time cowboy, sometime actor, and always patriot, being in sound mind of big frame and rugged religion, leave these, my American states, to you. I give you the big country and the wide western nights with more stars than you can count before you sleep. I leave you the rosy morning striping the sky and the white clouds spangling the hills and the strips of prairie wildflowers that bend in the sweet air that grows out of the canyons. I leave to you in perpetuity the songs of singing sand and lone coyotes and the timpani of thunder beyond those purple ranges. And you, Duke Wayne, were a man to fit those mountains, craggy-faced, stone-eyed, and rock-hard. You used to say you liked to work with an outfit you could trust. I guess that was the whole human race. We're gonna miss you down here, Pilgrim. You gave a lot of us the right in faith, and the faith in right, and all kinds of love, a love of justice, a love of nature, a love of friends, a love of laughter, and as you taught us so bravely, a love of life, generous of the losers, tolerant of the winners, both weak and strong. But as the Navajos say, sun and moon, time goes, the wind blows, hills turn to sand, and men turn to memories. My feelings are deep, but my words, they run shy to say how it hurts me to tell you goodbye. You left your brand on all of us, Duke, and some night, when the wind is blowing full of green sage and there's the ghost-like sound of metal clinging. I won't think it's a spur glinting in the moonlight. It's a gold medal. It says, John Wayne, American. So long, big fella.
Boots and Stetson and six guns and the lilies grow high. They grow for a man with a gunslinging hand that before his time must die. They grow in the trail he has traveled, a trail well spattered with lead. They weep o'er the graves of the many men. They weep for the men now dead. He rides along lonely, no friends but only the lilies growing high. All men seem to fear him, not one will go near him, and he knows the reason why. His name and fame spread before him like a carpet of death. He knows one day he'll be slow on the draw, and then for him a lily will grow. A woman may love him, though she knows soon above him the lily's growing high. Then like the lily, she'll bow down her head, bow down her poor head and cry. On some boot hill they will lay him, and a headboard will sway in the wind. A lily will nod and gently weep for another gunman's end. Boots and Stetson and six guns and the lilies grow high.
Rex Allen with a song composed by Stan Jones, who was also from Arizona. Lilies Grow High. That's one Rex recorded for Walt Disney. Well, in 1972, Jack Clemmons in Nashville asked Rex to go back into the studio to record an album of all Western songs. I, for one, am mighty glad he did. Here's a song from that LP titled, When the Work's All Done This Fall.
A group of jolly cowboys discussing plans at ease. Says one, I'll tell you something, boys, if you will listen, please. I'm an old cowpuncher, and here I'm dressed in rags. I used to be a tough one, boys, and go on great big jags. But I've got a home, boys, a good one you all know. Although I haven't seen it since long, long ago, I'm going back to Dixie once more to see them all. I'm going to see my mother when the work's all done this fall. After the roundup's over, after the shipping's done, I'm going right straight home, boys, for all my money's gone. I've changed my ways, boys, no more will I fall. And I'm going home, boys, when the work's all done this fall. That very night night this cowboy went out to stand his guard. The night was dark and cloudy, storming very hard. The cattle, they got frightened and rushed in wild stampede. The cowboy tried to head them while riding at full speed. While riding in the darkness, so loudly did he shout, trying his best to head them and turn the herd about. His saddle horse did stumble, and on him did he fall. Poor boy won't see his mother when the work's all done this fall. His body was so mangled, the boys all thought him dead. They picked him up so gently and laid him on a bed. He opened wide his blue eyes and looking all around, he mentioned to his comrades to sit near him on the ground. Bill, you may have my saddle. George, you may take my bed. Jack, you can have my pistol after I'm dead. Boys, think of me kindly when you look upon them all, for I'll not see my mother when the work's all done this fall. Poor Charlie was buried at sunrise, no tombstone at his head, nothing but a little board, and this is what it said. Charlie died at daybreak, he died from a fall. Poor boy won't see his mother when the work's all done this fall.
Rex Allen from 1972 with When the Work's All Done This Fall. Well, by that time, nobody expected any more music to be coming from the Singing Cowboys. But they were wrong. One evening, while Rex Allen Jr. was driving home from a concert, he had his radio on, and he heard a radio announcer play a song by Eddie Arnold. It was Cattle Call, and the announcer lamented the fact that you really couldn't hear Western music on the radio anymore. Well, that gave Rex an idea, and he said this next song sort of wrote itself. It's called Can You Hear Those Pioneers? And Rex invited his dad to record it with him in 1976.
When I was just a little boy, I learned to call the cows from Eddie Arnold singing strong about the cattle call. And I'll never forget the pioneers singing, see them tumbling down. Well, I think it's time that we put Western back in the country sound. Every time that I hear Rex sing about his Arizona sky, or Roy and Dale's happy trails, they always bring a sigh. For my throat gets tight, then the tears come, see them tumbling down. Well, I think it's time that we put Western back in the country sound. Can you hear those pioneers singing about cool, clear water, while they're heading for the light? Saddle with Gene, but days like that I live again only in my dreams. And when I hear Tex sing, I knew my heart comes tumbling down. Well, I think it's time that we put Western back in the country sound. Can you hear those pioneers singing about cool, clear water, while they're heading for the light? Yes, I think it's time that we put Western back in the country sound.
Rex Allen Jr. from 1976 with Rex Allen Sr. and a couple of members of the Sons of the Pioneers, Rusty Richards and Lloyd Perryman, on Can You Hear Those Pioneers? Well, that led to another project by Rex Allen Jr., and it's one he recorded for Warner Brothers with the Rainsmen. It featured a new song. Well, it featured a couple of new songs, but here's one that became a Western standard after Rex and the Rainsmen recorded it. And later on, Rex redid it in the studio, adding his father's bass voice to the mix. We're going to play that version of Ride Cowboy Ride.
Up every morning at the break of day, you'll hear a big bearded cowboy at the chuck wagon say, "Gather round, boys, the coffee's hot on the fire. There's a full day of branding, we're heating the irons. I want to smell that scorched hair and burning hide. The horses are grained, you know they're ready to ride. Roll up your bedrolls and jump in your boots. Daylight is a-wasting, boys, it's out of the chutes. Come on and ride, cowboy, ride. Roll up your Riettas and pull your sombrero down tight. We're gonna ride, ride, ride where the trail will wind. You better drive, drive, drive or we'll leave you behind. Come on and ride, ride, cowboy ride. It's a beautiful morning and you've had a good rest. You ropers, get ready to be at your best. Let's saddle them ponies and tighten the cinch. Pull on your gloves and take your hat off the fence. We'll get the cattle to market and after the sold, you can all let your hair down, get lazy or bold. Ride into town and find a lady or two to take you by the arm and shake the dust off your boots. Come on and ride, cowboy, ride. Roll up your Riettas and pull your sombrero down tight. We're gonna ride, ride, ride where the trail will wind. You better drive, drive, drive or we'll leave you behind. Come on and ride, ride,
cowboy ride.
Rex Allen made his last recording in 1999, just before he passed away. Here's a track from that record he cut with Don Edwards, a longtime friend of his. It's called Sunset Trail.
Sunsets are hard to capture by any artist's hand, so I leave them up to the master who paints them all so grand. The big sky is his canvas and no two are the same. The next sunset, it'd be my last. And when he calls my name,
I'll go riding down the sunset trail. I'll cross that valley to the faraway hill, and I'll be happy to see my old saddle pal. When I go riding down the Sunset Trail, I'll go riding down,
I'll go riding down
the Sunset Trail. I'll cross that valley to the faraway hills, and I'll be happy to see some of my old saddle pals when I go riding down the Sunset Trail. The Sunset Trail.
The last of the silver screen cowboys, last of a fast dying breed, cattle a grazing, six guns a blazing. God knows this is what America still needs. The last of the silver screen cowboys, standing tall for what he believes is right. Don't push him around, 'cause more than one villain's found that he don't back down from a fight. Run. Sat through both movies two times. Gene, Lash, and Rex were our heroes. We knew good would win in the end if we could just turn back the pages and ride old trails once again.
The last of the silver screen cowboys, we settled the score with our fists. How we loved little babies, treated women like ladies. It was only our horse that we kissed.
Then the time slipped away before we knew it. And you little wranglers put up your play guns and your toys. But memories don't die. And we're still riding high.
We're the last of the silver screen cowboys.